And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The new Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives was engulfed in crisis for a second day running Wednesday as a fresh round of voting failed to produce a winner in the race for Speaker. Republican Kevin McCarthy was defeated a fourth time Wednesday by the small but emboldened faction of around 20 right-wingers who have made history by pushing a speakership past the first ballot for the first time in a century. They are voting for a fifth time. Let's listen in.
McCarthy. Burgess. McCarthy. Burleson. McCarthy.
McCarthy received 201 votes. He needs 218 to be elected. U.S. President Joe Biden called the Republican struggles embarrassing, telling reporters the rest of the world was watching. The Russian military says the unauthorized use of cell phones by their soldiers helped Ukraine mount a deadly attack on a building harboring Russian troops. Anna Chernikova is in Ukraine and told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program that Ukrainian intelligence was more complex than only tracking cell phones, and that Russian confirmation of the situation was unexpected.
Yes, surprisingly, Russian Federation is actually confirming more casualties because, as according to Ukrainian officials, the number of victims are hundreds, around 400. So, and also, it's very interesting that Russian Federation naming the main reason of this attack the use of cell phones.
Russia's defense ministry said the soldiers were killed in a strike carried out using rocket systems supplied by the U.S. to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates were among nations to condemn a visit Tuesday by Israel's extreme right new national security minister to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The move has enraged Palestinians, while the United States warned of steps which may harm the status quo. The security minister's visit comes days after he took office, giving his decision to enter the highly sensitive site considerable weight. Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third holiest place in Islam and the most sacred site to Jews, who refer to the compound as the Temple Mount. Iran has released a prominent Iranian actress nearly 3 weeks after she was jailed for showing support to anti-government protests. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The star of Oscar-winning film The Salesman, Taraneh Ali Dousti, was released on bail. Ali Dousti is one of many celebrities expressing support for a wave of protests throughout Iran before her account was disabled. One of her posts voiced her solidarity with the first man to be executed on charges linked to the protests. The demonstrations mark one of the biggest challenges to the Islamic Republic, which has responded with a harsh crackdown by security forces who have used live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP correspondent Jennifer King reports that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has finalized a rule that expands the availability of abortion pills.
The FDA rule change means that women can pick up abortion pills either in person or through the mail. During the pandemic, the FDA temporarily suspended the in-person requirement and said a new scientific review supported easing access. The update to the drug's labeling allows prescribing via any pharmacy that undergoes a certification process. Still, numerous state laws limit abortion broadly and the pills specifically. Legal experts foresee years of court battles over access.
And that was AP's Jennifer King. A Missouri inmate has been put to death for a 2003 killing in what is believed to be the first execution of a transgender woman in the United States. Amber McLaughlin was executed Tuesday night at the state prison in Missouri for killing a former girlfriend in suburban St. Louis in 2003. Recapping our top story, the new Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives is engulfed in crisis for a second day in a row as a fresh round of voting failed to produce a winner in the race for Speaker. They are voting for an unprecedented fifth time. At this time, Democrat Representative Jeffries has 39 votes and Representative McCarthy has 33 votes.
Crenshaw.
They need 218. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.